this week on Jags Wire. It was a big win over a division rival.
It's a game you should win, and they did. They took care of business. That's one you needed to get.
The Jaguars dominated the Colts on Sunday, and we take a look back. The first-round pick wore our microphone against Indy. You'll hear and see Leonard Fournette's day at the bank. Plus,
you keep catching the ball, Blake. I keep throwing you the ball.
We take a closer look at a rookie's first NFL touchdown. All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Congratulations on winning the third quarter. That's all we talked about. So 3-1. So that's a hell of a job.
Doug Marrone reminding his team that the third quarter of the season is behind them. And left unsaid, but not unnoticed, there's a fourth quarter of their season ahead. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. The Jaguars are right where they wanted to be, in the middle of the playoff race in the AFC, and still very much alive for a South Division title. To get there, they had to focus their attention and energy on an opponent they were supposed to beat, which hasn't been the case very often in recent memory. And as you're about to see, they were on point for the Colts on Sunday at EverBank Field. Here's this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
It is the first game of a three-game homestand here at EverBank Field and an all-important division battle. Jacksonville at home against the Indianapolis Colts.
Come on, 8-5. Let's get to the house today.
Yep.
Let's get to the house.
Can we win the game with physical fun? I stand as a man that we continue to own the division.
It's the number one defense in the league against a bottom five offense with a second-year quarterback. You need to make hay in a game like this.
Hey, Malik. Hey, they should have never doubted me. And all you have to do is run and hit and run and hit and run and hit.
We're back at the bank, man. Ready to defend our turf. Jaguars all day, man.
Lambeau puts a foot to it to start this AFC South affair here at EverBank Field.
Let them know your name early, baby.
Third down and seven now. They've walked a bunch of guys up, but it's a four-man rush. Brissett looks to the right, fires it out to the right side. Incomplete. Jalen Ramsey, a terrific play. A diving deflection knocked it away from T.Y. Hilton. It's incomplete, and the Colts will have to punt it away.
Let's go. Keep them going now. Let's go. Communicate and talk all day long. Communicate and talk. Play together.
Play fake. Bortles rolls to the right. Looking downfield. Fires downfield. That ball is going to be caught by Marquise Lee. A down and out. Out past the 45-yard line. First down, Jacksonville. Brad Nortman is going to fake it. He's going to throw it to a wide-open O'Shaughnessy on a fake punt to the 30 of the Colts. He broke a tackle inside the 25-yard line. Brad Nortman on a fake punt threw it to tight end James O'Shaughnessy, and it's a first down all the way down to the 22-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, we just schemed it up well, and James is exactly where he should be, and it just worked out perfect.
Third and three now. Blake drops the throw. Look. Now it looks like he may throw it into the back of the end zone. That ball's caught for the touchdown. Marquise Lee. Bortles to Lee for the score, and Jacksonville strikes first.
Oh, that's a great catch by Marquise Lee.
Hey. Great job. Great job.
Play fake. He drops the throw. Now he's going to try and scramble out of there. Malik Jackson is going to get him down on the ground. That's going to be a sack for Malik. Miles Jack finished him off, but they're going to sack him inside the 30-yard line. Third and 16 now. He drops the throw against a four-man rush. Now he's going to get hit. He scrambles out of there. Got away from another defender, but he cannot get away from Calais Campbell, who finishes him off. Saxonville is alive here. They get him back at the 19-yard line.
That's two. Two in the game, and Tony, I think every down lineman had an opportunity right there at Jacoby Brissett.
Play fake. Blake drops. Fires middle of the field. Marquise Lee. Did he come down with it? What a catch that was. stuck his left hand up in the air, brought it down, made the catch. Helmet came off, but it's a first down at the 47-yard line. Long snap count for Blake. Play clock is at 4. He gets it off, drops the throw. Blake steps up now, fires to the left side. Once Dede Westbrook caught, first down. A long corner route, made the catch. Nice throw and catch. Westbrook first down at the 28-yard line of the Colts.
Well, that's a really nice read by Blake Bortles.
Brad Norman puts it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And the 30-yard field goal is good.
Play a time now. Let's go.
Let's get another one.
Third and one now as we near the four-minute mark here of the first half. Shotgun. Blake drops the throw. Fires to the middle of the field. Caught by Marquise Lee. And now a horse collar when they finally get him on the ground. He drops the throw. Four-man rush. Now he throws it out of the backfield to Yeldon. To the 20-yard line. TJ's got a first down. Got it inside the 15. Nice move by TJ Yeldon after the catch. Got it inside the 10-yard line. First down Jacksonville on the catch by TJ Yeldon. All-out blitz. Blake fires to the right corner of the end zone. Leaping attempt by Keelan Cole. Caught. Touchdown. In the right corner of the end zone. Bortles to Cole for the score.
A perfectly thrown ball. He high points it. Two strong hands. Excellent catch by Cole.
Brissett drops to throw. Fires to the middle of the field. Intercepted by Jalen Ramsey. To the 10, to the 15 of Jacksonville. Still on his feet is Jalen. Out past the 20-yard line. Jalen Ramsey turned him away. He picked it off and runs it back to the 25-yard line with 33 seconds to play in the half.
Big time play by a big time player. And
hey, you say that
I should have picked it, bro.
Did you hear me?
I should have picked it.
If you heard me, you didn't pitch it. Don't talk
no.
to me.
I was going down. You said pitch it. I should have pitched it, bro.
Both teams run to the half as we tick down the final seconds of the first half. Jacksonville 16, Indianapolis 3. So the Jags will get the ball first here, trying to extend a 16-3 lead. Play fake, Bortles rolls to the right. Looks downfield, fires caught by Dede Westbrook. Into Colts territory, got away from a defender inside the 45. Absolutely got drilled, but it's going to be a first down inside the 45-yard line. Dropping. Firing along the right sideline. Little back shoulder throw to Marquise Lee. What a nice catch. Kept both feet in bounds. Pitch and catch. Bortles to Lee inside the 25-yard line. Inside handoff to Fournette. Leonard Fournette is going to walk into the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown. And the Jags have extended the lead over the Indianapolis Colts.
Post-touchdown celebration. Leonard Fournette is
lined
up at the free throw line. And his offensive linemen are there to get the rebound in case he misses, but he drops it right in over the crossbar.
Jags will go for two now, leading 22-3. Dropping. Throws a fade to the left side to Mercedes Lewis. Did he come down with it? Yes, he did. The two-point conversion is good. A fade in the left corner to Mercedes. Play fake. The Jags blitz. And Paul Pavlovich is going to get his hands on him. Can he get him on the ground? Now they're going to get him on the ground because he got some help. Dropping the throw against the blitz. Bortles looks. Now he scrambles to his left as he looks downfield. Still looking downfield. He's going to run. It's got a little bit of room. Into Colts territory. Inside the 45 of the Colts. Nice run by Blake Bortles all the way down to the 40-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts. Dropping the throw. They blitz again. Blake fires along the left sideline. Wants Keelan Cole. Keelan makes the catch. What a terrific catch. Inside the 10-yard line where he gets knocked out of bounds. I mean, Blake has been dropping him on a dime today. Keelan makes the catch for a first down at the 8-yard line.
Are you kidding me on that throw? That was a drop in the basket.
This should be a chip shot. Brad gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And the field goal is good. Brissett fires to the middle of the field. Picked off. That is intercepted by Tashawn Gibson, and the Jags get it back. Boy, that Jaguar secondary is absolutely tremendous. Tashawn broke on the ball, picked it off, and the Jags take over at their own 48-yard line.
Now the Jags defense, once again, just comes up big. Turnovers, pressure on the quarterback.
That's a hell of a play. You drove like that. You drove on that, baby. Hey, you know what? Six.
They give it to Fournette again, bounces it outside. Room to run this time to the 40, 35, 30-yard line of the Colts. Best run of the day for Leonard Fournette.
Well, he just bounces it outside, and that's where we've seen most of the successful runs today by Fournette.
39-yard attempt from the left hash. He's made two already today. Has Lambeau. Nortman gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And the kick is good from 39 yards away. And Jacksonville has extended the lead. Jacksonville beats Indianapolis 30-10 here at Everbank Field.
It's a game you should win, and they did. They took care of business. That's one you needed to get.
Good. Great job. Congrats. Congratulations.
Come on, 8-4.
And just remember what I told you guys before, okay, before we went on the field. All right, there's only one way to gain respect in this league. There's only one way to gain respect in this league. And what have you got to do in December?
Win.
Oh, my God. What do you got to do in December?
Win.
Here we go. See you Wednesday, 7:30.
Give me all three. 1, 2, 3. Win.
Coming up on Jags Wired.
You should never doubt it. I'm the worst of my last breath.
The Jaguars' first-round pick was wired for sound against the Colts. See, hear, and perhaps you'll even feel his performance on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone, though. Can't be satisfied with one.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at Keelan Cole's first NFL touchdown. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire.
Way to take care of business. Have a good couple days off. Let's come back ready to go next week.
The Jaguars quarterback took control of the offense on Sunday with his best outing of the year. Clearly, he's willing to take control in the locker room as well. On Sunday against the Colts, the Jaguars had to have a strong performance from two rookie receivers, DeeDee Westbrook and Keelan Cole. They combined for 9 catches for 128 yards, and Cole earned his first NFL touchdown. They'll break it down for us in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
And go up the 8. Fournette was in. They get around Parnell to the end zone. Touchdown, Cole! For a second time, they beat the rookie, Nate Hairston, with a touchdown pass.
Coming off of course, the Cardinals game and some of the opportunities we left out there, so we just made sure that we learned from the film and came into practice ready to go with a fighting mentality of, like, we're not letting anything touch the ground.
2 weeks ago, we could have made a lot more plays in the passing game, and we didn't come up with them. You know, you get the opportunities to make those plays, you have to. It was great to see a lot of the young guys step up and make those plays for Blake.
You got to build chemistry with the quarterback, and if he doesn't trust to give you those opportunities, then those opportunities would never come. But we had to make sure that he knew that we had his back no matter what situation he's going through, and we just gave him the confidence of us getting open and catching the ball for him.
If you keep catching it, you'll keep getting it. And I keep telling him, I say, if you keep catching the ball, Blake will keep throwing you the ball. You got to be the quarterback's best friend. And that's the way to be the quarterback's best friend, making catches like he made Sunday.
Well, we was either looking for zone or all out. And as you can see, it's definitely all out. And we were just, the only thing that we really needed to change then was the protection.
You know, the play was set up to go to Marquise. We had a little double move over here. The coach decided to bring an all-out blitz. And our answer to the all-out blitz was the corner route to Keelan. And, you know, the thing about this is that we've preached this all week. You have to recognize the defense. And I got two young guys over on the right side. And I'm on the sideline like, do they see the all-out blitz coming? Do they see it? Do they see it?
Once the protection was changed, it was already known who was getting the ball because I knew I had the best one-on-one, and I knew I just had to win from there. I just went with speed to the back foul line and expected a great ball, and I knew I had to attack it.
The thing about this catch is that he high-pointed it, which was so funny because in pregame I said, use your long arms to help you high point a lot of these balls, and he did it on that one.
I started out with the jump man sign, and we was gonna go from there, but I guess we didn't exactly know what we was gonna do until Leonard scored. So
a terrible Michael Jordan imitation, but you know, I was happy to see him get his first touchdown. You know, he almost forgot the ball. Leonard had to give him the ball, like, hey, dude, this is your first touchdown in the NFL. Keep the ball.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone, though. Can't be satisfied with one. We got many more games to go, and hopefully I can score some more touchdowns and help us win.
Woo-hoo, 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 woo-hoo. Hey,
Leonard Fournette isn't just a big-time player. He's a big-time personality. And we'll show you next on Jags Wire.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Leonard Fournette.
Tom Coughlin, Dave Caldwell, and Doug Marrone knew exactly what they wanted and what they were getting when they chose the running back from LSU with their first-round pick in April. Welcome back to Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars have a specific formula for their 2017 squad. They play great defense and run the ball to control the tempo of the game. It's worked 8 times in 12 games this season, and number 27 is a big reason why. Take a closer look at Leonard Fournette's game in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Just keep your feet up. Here, come on, come
I got it.
Force, bro. I feel a big day for you, bro. You ready?
Be great.
It's in a screen to the left side. Nice one-handed catch by Fournette to the 40. Inside the 40, inside the 35. Now a flag comes in.
Say, you know, I got my hand. I got my one hand in. You heard? You got to get your ears in. When?
Pre-game.
Pre-game, I'm coach.
Going the 8, Fournette was in. They get around Parnell to the end zone. Touchdown, Cole! For a second time, they beat the rookie, Nate Harrison.
Hey! Get the ball! Hey, first turn down, round two. Oh, yeah, come out, let's get loose. Let's get icky.
Stutter step, broke a few tackles. Corey Grant still on his feet. Out past the 30-yard line. Terrific return by Corey Grant.
Hey, boy! Don't talk about boy!
5 yards, haul ass, and come in. You got the under.
Low caught by Fournette. Fournette easily in for 6.
Post-touchdown celebration. Leonard Fournette is at the free throw line, and his offensive linemen are there to get the rebound in case he misses, but he drops it right in over the crossbar.
Ben, y'all just looking like you and 51 look just alike. You and 51 look just alike. Full. You're going to hurt your own man tagging like that, boy.
They give it to Fournette again, bounces it outside. Room to run this time to the 40, 35, 30-yard line of the goal. Best run of the day for Leonard Fournette.
He was on the right track, but he slid off. Either one or two things. Just keep running or let him tackle you on the side.
Yeah.
Because you were so far outside, you couldn't get back underneath.
He had a good angle on me, too, though.
Coming up, more from Sunday's win over the Colts at Everbank Field.
Good teams don't lose 2 in a row. You know, you have to bounce back.
Good teams don't lose 2 in a row, but they do stack wins up back to back, which is what the Jaguars need to do if they want to stay atop the AFC South. We're back on Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars' formula is fairly conservative, but that doesn't mean they're afraid to take chances. Jeff Loggeman explains in this week's Hidden Gem.
The Jaguars' special teams has been providing a spark to their offense. And this past weekend, the third successful fake punt of the season. I've never seen that in one season personally. Let's take a look. Now, on the alignment, the Colts are showing that they're going to bring an all-out rush. But they have to be concerned about only 3 eligible guys in the core of punt protection. 80, 26, and 30. Those are the only 3 guys that can go out immediately, catch a pass, or a run. And the Colts ignore them. On the snap, it's an all-out rush. And you can see tight end James O'Shaughnessy slip out. and the Colts ignore them. Most teams, when they rush, they have some awareness for the eligible players. But the Colts made a big mistake. And here's the benefit of having successful fakes. This is the very next punt. Look at the Colts punt return unit. There's two guys now that are stacked behind the line of scrimmage that are doing what? Keeping an eye out for a fake. And this allows single coverage on the gunners on both sides. And you can see the benefit of this because when Peyton Thompson makes this amazing play and he's throwing this ball back, look how many guys in coverage are down there to catch the ball for Peyton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fantastic.
We'll be back on Jags Wire next week when we'll look back at the Seattle Seahawks game. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the Jaguars' big win at Everbank Field. Good night, everybody.